It's the Julia Loggins Happy Gut Pack, yours for a contribution of $250, well worth every single penny. And that money is going to help this radio station stay on the air and bring other voices like Julia, maybe bring Julia back on the air as well.
516-620-3602. The number again is 516-620-3602.
Ask for the Happy Gut Pack. Okay, you get the USB drive with all of the audiobooks, the PDF version of it. You'll get to hear Julia. She actually walks you through every single part of this process. It's not that difficult. You're going to get these aha moments. You're going to listen to it and go, oh my gosh, that's what happens when I eat that particular thing or I drink that particular thing. Well, hell no, I'm not going to do that anymore. But you didn't know. Now you will know. You also get the her tips and tricks on how you can have a happy gut. Also the shopping list. She walks you through what she's going to basically say, eat this, don't eat that. So you know when you go shopping and you know what's in your cupboards, what's contributing to just that big belly, that big gut that's going on, and you're tired, you know, being tired and having no energy. Plus you get the powerful enzymes, you get the pH strips, all that for a $250 pledge. Here's the number one more time.
516-620-3602. The number again is 516-620-3602.
Give us a call, and if you are called, please remember there's a lot of people calling right now, so just be patient. The phone answers are answering the calls as quickly as they can. Julia Loggins, I want to thank you so very much. And if people want to find out more about you, the work that you do, and your clinic there in Santa Barbara, where would they go?
JuliaLoggins.com.
JuliaLoggins.com. Okay. JuliaLoggins.com. Check her out. Again, thank you so very much, Julia, for your generosity and for offering this amazing pack, the Happy Gut Pack, to our listeners.
Thank you so much.
Yes. You're fantastic. Wait, folks, you're going to have, now she's going to be your best friend. Okay. This is Christine Blaisdell. Keep the calls coming in at
516-620-3602. We are answering your phone calls as soon as we can, but please do call us right now. 516-620-3602.
I want to thank Julia Loggins again for being in studio with me. Stay tuned for more Fun Drive programming coming your way. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Bobby Humphrey. You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr and it's great to be here with you today. Thank you so much for joining us. I always find it such a privilege just to be here in the studio with you and to exchange energy and at the same time to have brilliant people come on and talk about life-changing topics like today. So do you ever feel that you have a book stuck in you? And what I mean by that is, do you feel that you have a book to write and you want to write your story or share your experiences to help people, but you don't have the time, you don't have the money, you don't think you can write, all these different excuses come up. Well, that and many, many other people feel the exact same way. The New York Times says that 81% of Americans believe they have a book stuck inside of them, but they haven't written it. Is this maybe you? I felt that when I was writing my book, Becoming Aware, it was one of the most rewarding things I've ever done, but it was also the most challenging because I had not written a book before. I really wanted to tell my story so that I could help as many people, but the book writing process was a bit of a challenge for me. And Tom Bird, who has joined us before on the Aware Show, is an He's a book whisperer. I call him a book whisperer. He's an author oracle. He has, for the past 34 years, helped aspiring writers publish their books and turn their life's work into their message and to get their message out into the form of a book. And so he's joining us today. Welcome, Tom. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Lisa. It's great to be with you again.
You too. Thank you so much for being here. So let me just ask you, 34 years of doing this, how many, not exactly how many people have you helped write a book, but what's the percentage of people that have succeeded in getting their books accomplished with you?
97%.
97%? That's amazing.
Yeah,
97%, that's high.
Books in a weekend.
To write their book in a weekend.
Yes. 97% of our students who attend my weekend retreats complete their books.
That is incredible. Now, tell me, first of all, why you help people with writing their books. Why do you feel that getting their messages out is so important?
Because it is, because each one of us is important. And when a person writes a book, they not only go through a permanent transitional change of healing, of expression, of enlightenment, but they also root their soul message on the planet to be shared with other people through the book and energetically as well, too.
Why do you think that people don't do that? Why do you think they shy away from then all those excuses I gave earlier? I'm sure you've heard all of them.
Because we've been mistaught about writing. It's been taught that it's hard, that you have to be talented to do it, you have to be brilliant, you have to be educated, none of which is true. Writing the book is easy if you see it as an innate art form, that it is.
Hmm.
And tune into the book that's waiting on the other side of life for you. It's easy.
What do you mean an art form?
Art is an expression of our divine wills.
Mm-hmm.
And writing is an art form because it expresses the divine will to be shared with the earth and the people on it.
Mm, that makes sense. So it's a divine will that wants to come through. And I know in my experience, if one person read it and healed or found something that they needed from that, then it's worth it. You know, that's my experience. But I know that there's a lot more people that do read the books, and they're easier to get these days. I mean, you can publish on Amazon. You can do so many different things. But what is it that you teach? How do you get people to write a book in a weekend? And this is 3 days. Over 3 days, they write books.
Yes. There's three levels of participation in the retreat. First is preparation. That takes 12 to 14 hours to prepare for the retreat. Mm-hmm. And the expert retreat, and then, then revision of your book. What I help people do is I help them tap into the book that's calling to them from the other side of life.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
I teach people to release books as opposed to create them.
Release them.
Release them.
Mm-hmm. You've said twice now that on the other side of life. What do you mean by your book is on the other side of life?
Well, I don't think we're limited to our earth sides. I think we have a higher self, a divine self, and a God self. And I believe we've written books to be delivered onto this plane before we got here. And we reach up to our divine selves. We just download those books and produce them quickly on this planet and this plane for release. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And a lot of people have done that. Our producer, Joyce, went through your program, and she said it was an incredible program, just that she wrote two. She started two books in her process, and it was, I mean, she really, really loved it. And she said it's just incredible the way that it works. So this is a three-day retreat. What happens on day one? It's a virtual retreat, so this is something you do from your own home.
Yes, you do for your own home. We begin about 8 o'clock in the morning, and by 8:15 you're working on your book. We write all day. We treat it like a job. We're going to put in 8 hours of writing per day. 30% of our attendees finish their books on the first day of the retreat.
Wow.
95% finished by the second day of the retreat, and the rest finish their books on the third day of the retreat.
Mm.
You know, it's all about, technically, Lisa, it's all about writing speed. The faster you write, the less time you have to think, and the more energy you have to connect with the divine presence in your book.
So
our authors average writing speed about 2,500 words per hour at the retreat. The average length of their books is about 35,000 words. So it takes them about 12 to 15 hours to finish their books.
So you're speed writing, essentially. But it's good because it gets you out of the way.
Yeah. It's divine speed writing.
But it also gets your mental thought process and that whole analytical mind and excuses. They don't have time to exist, right?
Yeah, exactly. It outruns those resistances.
Interesting.
It outruns those fears, those concerns, those worries, those doubts, those judgments. We outrun them until we have a book done. And then we bring the logical mind back into the revision phase.
You know, a friend of mine who's an author said that he was experiencing writer's block, and he'd written 20 books. And he mentioned this in a conference we were in. And he said, you know, I thought to myself, how can someone like that who's written so many books have writer's block? And he said he just didn't feel the book was coming through him. And maybe it wasn't the book he was supposed to write. Have you ever experienced anyone with writer's block?
Thousands of authors a year.
Ah, typical problem.
I get someone over writer's block in 20 minutes easily.
20 minutes? Wow.
Easy.
Huh. Wow. I mean, I was looking at some of the testimonials on your website, and they really are just, if any of my listeners have a chance to go to the website, it's tombird.com, and you see some of the wonderful the testimonials say, thank you, I'm growing into my book, practical and inspirational ways to write a book. It's one of the most memorable ways of writing a book ever. Really wonderful shifting and changing, and lots of gratitude on here. Someone who's 56 years finally started writing their book. That is cool. Very cool. Now, I do need to say that it is our fun drive here at this wonderful radio station, and in support of public radio, which we absolutely need and appreciate, you can, for a $250 pledge to the station, which we really, really, really appreciate, you will get a pass to the admission to this wonderful virtual writing retreat. It is happening August 24th to 26th. It's a virtual retreat, so you must have a computer, and you'll receive a lot of instructions on how to set up your space that day and really to shut your door and really have these 3 days and your home. It reduces expenses. You don't have to travel, but it really locks you in. I mean, you have to stay attentive and stay committed, at least from what Joyce told me. And it is, but
she's
it's,
right.
Yeah, but it's.
It's only 3 days, Lisa. It's only 3 days.
To finish a book? That's amazing. It takes people years.
Look,
this one lady, 56
hey,
years.
Lisa,
wow.
I think it's important to share that with your listeners out there today. If you have someone in your life that wants to write and hasn't been writing, what better gift to give them than this?
That is so wonderful. So I forgot to give the number, 516-620-3602. Our volunteers are sitting in the phone room right now. Now, we only have 50 of these because of the weekend of the workshop is, you know, it's a limited space. So during the course of this show on the Aware Show, this will definitely, all 50 will go. So it is a virtual retreat is a $250 donation to the station, and I ask you to give us a call now. And this is only if you have been so stuck and you have a book that you know needs to be written, and you just find every excuse, you know, perfectly honest excuses that come into your space, and you want to get your message out there. I've heard it said that a book is like the new business card, that writing your book really... It does. It shows up in the world with who you are. And it's true. Once you say you're an author, it's an incredible thing to say. Here's my friend, author, so-and-so. It's a really beautiful thing to say. But then how many people do you think you can change as a result of them hearing your story? Yeah. You have a story worth telling. So call us 516-620-3602. And it is called Ask the Volunteer in the Phone Room there. It's a $250 pledge. Terry, in our phone room there, will do payment plans of two payments. And you can ask for Tom Bird's Write a Book in a Weekend And it is August 24th through 26th. It's a virtual workshop, so you need to have a computer. But this is an incredible, I mean, Joyce did this. So many people that I listen to have done this. And you, it's a system. It's a really professional system that's been done over and over and over again. But it's really, it really is through the connection of the divine. And I'd love it if you could explain the spiritual aspects to this.
Sure. Well, let me tell you a little bit about my story first.
Okay.
I was a struggling author, and nothing was working for me. And I had picked up a few degrees in writing. I'd read hundreds of books on writing, and nothing was working. And I came home one Wednesday night from a baseball game, and I just started crying. It caught me out of the blue. I had this mini nervous breakdown. I just started crying, and then after I cried for about a half an hour, I said to God, God, what was that about? What I felt come back to me was, you're crying for yourself. I was, what do you mean crying for myself? You know, I'm not a victim. I'm not, I've got a great life. He said, you're crying because you're not living the life that you're meant to live. Oh, that one hit me hard and low. I said, all right, well, it's not like I haven't tried, you know. I know I'm supposed to be an author, but I can't find any system down here that works. And when I heard back, in response to that was, because you haven't come to me. I thought, okay, all right, well, whatever. So I said defensively, all right, if you show me how to do this, I promise you I'll spend the rest of my life showing other people how to do it as well. Well, 2 nights later, I woke up in a dream state. And I could see from that in that dream state exactly what I needed to do to not only write my book, but publish my first book. I sold my first book 4 weeks later, tripled my salary, and quit my job.
Huh.
Started teaching ever since. And
what?
You know, really, really what I found out, what my authors have taught me, Lisa, is that everyone has a book that's stuck inside them. Everyone has a book stuck inside them. It's a divine rite of passage.
Mm-hmm.
That book is already written, number two. Mm. Number three, we release that book and we don't create it. We release it because it's already been created on the other side of life.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, the key aspect of writing a book effectively and passionately is passion.
Mm.
And number five, divine timing plays a huge role in when a book is released.
I'm writing passion.
She's going to attest to that. She's been working on her book for, I don't know, 15 years, something like that. And so she's one of the writers that thinks that she's not sort of a procrastinator.
Mm.
But procrastination is actually our friend as authors, because procrastination holds us in place so the divine timing lines up for a book to be released.
You know, I know I was looking at the testimonials, and one of the ladies, Dr. Lauren Belge, I interviewed her, and I didn't know that she wrote her book in your workshop. She's an emergency room doctor.
Yes.
And she had experienced many, many people having near-death experiences in the ICU. And you helped her write that book. She's helped so many people. That's incredible.
Lauren Belig. She was just on the Today Show about two months ago.
Right? Right. And now she has this award-winning, four-time award-winning book, Near Death in the ICU. And this is not anything she ever would have written in medical journals and her traditional, you know, peer-reviewed studies. No. She needed to have space to get this, to birth this. And she has helped so many people understand that death isn't the end and that there's life after life. And she's seen it firsthand from a medical perspective. And that's amazing. I just really love that. Now, I'm just looking at these testimonials. They're pretty incredible, but it's up to you. You have to actually pick the phone up in order to make this happen. Or just listen to the show. I'm actually speaking to you. You, that person that says she can't be speaking to me, can't she? Yeah, I am. I am speaking to you.
And you, the world.
You know it. You know it. And if you give us a call right now at 516-620-3602, this is a pledge of $250, but it's about the donation to the station, and also you're investing in yourself. We only have 50 of these virtual retreats available. It's a 3-day virtual retreat, August 24th through 26th, and there's a limited amount of these because there's, you know, a limited amount of space so that everybody can have their time and have attention and so forth. It's very, very important. So you have to give us a call in order for this to happen. If you really want to get this book out of your brain and your soul and onto paper where it can actually help people, then that's how you do that, is you give us a call. Now, is there preparation that needs to be done ahead of time? Is it lengthy? What is that?
The preparation takes about 12 hours, Lisa.
Okay.
And it needs to be done prior to the retreat. It can be done way in advance or the last minute. It doesn't matter. But there is preparation that needs to be done. And we send you all the materials that you need to prepare. And we actually lead you through a series of classes to prepare. And, you know, back to Lauren for a second. She's one of over 100 bestsellers we've had come through the program in the last 4 years.
Wow. In the last 4 years. That's amazing. What constitutes a bestseller? How do you know? Do they go further with it, or how does that work?
Sales, rate of sales, acquisition of sales, Amazon, number of hits that you have.
Mm. And you help people do all that?
Yeah, we help people do all that too.
Ah, that's great. So
once a book is released, your life changes.
True.
Become in alignment with your divine voice, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your divine purpose, your divine message. And the divine purpose begins to lead your life to different levels of expression, and communication, and enlightenment. And it leads you to become a best-selling author if that's where you want to go.
So you can help people all the way through. Now, some of the people that I'm just thinking of some of the people that I know that are practitioners that don't say they don't have time to do something like this. They're too busy in the office helping people rather than writing their story. What would you say to someone like that?
It's a weekend. It's a weekend, dude.
Yeah.
It's a weekend. If you can't spare a weekend, you don't really value yourself enough to do anything well. It's a weekend. It's a weekend.
Yeah,
true. 3 days.
3 days and you can do it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, well, you have to call first. So the number is 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. It's a $250 donation to the station. And normally if somebody was to take a class like this, the three-day weekend, this is pretty much discounted from – and, of course, you've donated. Thank you so much to the station, which is really wonderful.
My pleasure.
What would something like this cost to go through?
Through someone else?
Yeah, through you, through the website.
$600.
Wow. So this is a great discount for our listeners, but it is a donation, so I just want to mention that. All right, so it's a $600 value, but it's a $250 pledge to the station. So not only, I don't want you to think about this later, because then you're going to be at the $600 level. I want you to think about this now. And that's, I'm just talking to your procrastination. I want you to be able to really get the value out of something like this. I've seen it help so many people. You can look on his website, which is tombird.com, and you can see how many people that it's helped, life-changing, delivered seamlessly. And she said, so one person said, I knew coming in that I would exit this retreat as a different kind of writer and a very different editor. And this person absolutely did. She didn't even realize how many different things that she brought to this experience, and she did. One person said that they didn't think they were going to last through the 3 days, and this was the one that finished first. That's great. So in terms of you helping people getting this, is it when they go in with a concept of their book, do they usually write that book, or is it another concept that comes through?
They always write something different.
Always?
Always. Sometimes a little bit different, sometimes greatly different, but always something different. Their mind just doesn't have the memory capacity to hold the essence of something as large as a book.
Hmm.
So they always write something different. And one of the beautiful things, but scary things about a retreat like this, is you get to really see through your book a mirror image mirroring back to you of what God thinks of you, which is always great.
Hmm.
It's always intimidating too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You really have to live up to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like Lauren. I mean, she didn't expect to write that book.
Really? Huh.
Not the book she wrote. She thought she was going to write something like an analytical version of what you wrote. What you wrote was very passionate, very spiritual, very humanistic, very personal. She really stepped out of a closet to write that book.
Yeah.
And she was concerned that her colleagues would disapprove of what she did. She found out that the opposite was the truth, because they relished in her sharing of her experiences.
So it really is.
They relished it.
Mm-hmm. So it's really
life-changing.
Yeah, and what comes out is supposed to come out, right?
Well, yeah, it's like a child. You want a boy, but if you got a girl in the birth canal, you got a girl in the birth canal.
And you're happy with it anyway, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because initially there's an initial resistance to what comes out, like, oh, I don't want to write this is too personal. But as you keep going into it, you realize that it is a deep reflection of who you really are and what you're really meant to say. And so you fall in love with it because it's in love with you already.
Hmm.
That's your book, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love how you say that. Yeah.
You know, I interview every author at the retreats when they've concluded their books. And you would think that there would be a great amount of elation. Like, well, who will I finish my book? You know, oh, I can't believe I did it. That's not where they come from. When I ask them how they feel, I get one of two responses. Either I get, well, I feel at peace. Or the second response is, I did what I came here to do. And they meant delivering a message through their books. It's a very divine experience.
Mm-hmm.
So happiness is temporary, as proven by happy hours. You know, but peace is permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Peace is a living, breathing reflection of living one's divine purpose. So that's the biggest result. Personally, the people get from my retreats is, they're at peace.
Yeah. Yeah. I
did it.
So in the exercises that you do, Tom, can you give us an example of one of the exercises that you do on one of the days?
Well, by the time people show for the retreat, Lisa, they're prepared. So we relax into the divine author within connected state, which is what I refer to as a meditative state. We relax into that, and then we tap into our books, and those books start coming. Now, what we do, we time the writing speed of every author every 15 minutes, kind of like taking their literary blood pressure to make sure they're staying in the zone state. Initially, for the first 2 or 3 hours, our authors face their dark nights of the soul. They face their fears, their frustrations, their restrictions, their fears of undeservability. They face those. And I'm there constantly to walk them through the experience. I've been through that road, down that road thousands of times before, so I know the road. And after 2 or 3 hours, they hit the zone state, and the book begins to write itself through them.
Mm.
And from that point forward, they're on autopilot. They don't really need me that much until they complete their books, and then we go into revision. But, you know, really where I earn my money is in that 2 or 3 hours of fear, frustration, resistance, undeservability. That's where I earn my money, because that's what I help them get over. I will walk over that mountain and start sliding down the other side of the hill. And everybody goes through that. You go through that with every book you'll do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But as you mentioned, it's rather daunting. The first time through, it's daunting. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
My blood pressure's up. My neck hurts. My hand hurts. I can't do this. I want to run. I mean, oh, no, I can't run because I'd be the only person in this room that's going to leave today. I can't leave because I don't want to embarrass myself. All that stuff comes up.
Hmm.
It's all natural. It's all natural.
Hmm.
Because what is happening, the book represents a white light energy force. And that white light energy is pushing all those fears, those frustrations, and those concerns out of the author and make room for itself in that author. So it's not really reacting to it, those fears and frustrations and worries and doubts and concerns. It's releasing them to make room for the greater good of the author and the book as a whole.
So it's a real process and something that's been done over and over again successfully, so it works. You know what to expect.
I've worked with over 90,000 new authors in the last 35 years.
Wow. That's a lot of people. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. And there's a staff that helps support everyone as well, and there's a timing and there's a rhythm to it, and it's very structured, and that helps with people who have been staring at a page for a very long time, waiting for the genius to come through. There's a lot of support in that divine process. And someone else is, you know, saying that this, the whole weekend was, write your bestseller in a weekend workshop has really brought out her inner genius. I love that. And her inner genius came out to play. That's so fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the number. Again, I'm going to give you an opportunity to give us a call. And I am calling on all authors who have a book inside of them that have not yet become authors, authors to be. And this is a Write a Bestseller in a Weekend 3-day virtual writing retreat, August 24th through 26th, and is a $250 pledge to the station to keep public radio thriving and alive. But we need your donations now. We already have had 10 of these go. We have another 40 left. So give us a call. Keep the phone lines ringing because these will go by the end of the show. 516-620-3602. If this speaks to you, if you have a book that's stuck inside of you and you really truly want to get this into the world, to get your story heard, to have your voice be heard, it's such an incredibly healing process as well. And for other people to get a healing and to grow, change from reading your book, it is something that you will always appreciate. It goes on most people's bucket lists, but now's the chance to do it. Even if you're wanting to write the story of your family and give it to your relatives. I mean, there's some, or a wonderful, a love story, whatever. It could be a novel. It could be anything, a memoir. It doesn't have to be a self-help book. It could be channelings. It could be intuition. It could be anything that you want. You can interview your elders and your family and make a book like that. I mean, there's so many different things that you can do that really could. If you have a vision of the way that the future can be, there's so many things. So it's up to you to give us a call, though, and actually get this into motion. Just sitting there listening to this isn't going to get the book written. You actually have to pick up the phone and call us. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And you can also, if you do this, you can give this to somebody as a gift. You can give it to a group of people, your family, something. I mean, you don't have to write it just for the masses. You can write it for your own community. There's, you know, you can write it as, if you're a practitioner, you can have your book in the waiting room of your office so that people can know a little bit more about your process. There's so many different ways to be able to use a book and to have it be a part of who you are. So let's get the phone lines ringing in here. We have a limited amount of time. We have 30 minutes left, and all of these will go. There are 50 spots available in this particular weekend. Give us a call now, 516-620-3602. And this premium is for a 3-day virtual writing retreat called Write a Bestseller in a Weekend. And it's a $250 pledge to WBAI, but it's priceless for you. If you were to go on to his website, tombird.com, you would see it at $600. So this is something, if you want to take advantage of this right now and really motivate yourself, don't put this off. You've done it for so long. You know what that feels like. Try something that gets you motivated. And you also have a group mentality that goes along with it. You have a field, a coherent field. When you get the people in this workshop that are all going to be together, it keeps you motivated, keeps you moving. You hook into the kind of momentum that happens with a group field like that. Tell me about that. How does that work, Tom?
All authors are divinely led. And every author is like a light bulb. When you get a few hundred authors come together at a retreat like this, there's hundreds of light bulbs lit at the same time, which lights up the world, lights up their lives, lights up their presence, lights up those who are affected by their work. And while you were speaking, I recalled a story of a listener from yours from the Manhattan area. She was driving in Brooklyn and got in a minor accident. And when she got in an accident, the car crashed, of course. the radio station, the radio automatically came on in her car, and this talk show with you and me on it appeared.
Wow.
And so while she was waiting for the ambulance, she listened to us speak and signed up for the retreat on her cell phone.
And she wound up going?
The radio didn't come on until she crashed.
Huh.
So it got her attention. And she finished her book, of course.
Oh, my goodness. What an amazing story. I'm so glad you remember that.
If you're listening in here today, you're being divinely led for a purpose, for a reason. Mm. The purpose is to sign up for the retreat. Mm-hmm. Make your donation and sign up for the retreat. That's what I feel.
There are truly no accidents.
There are no accidents, period.
Wow.
That's a true story.
That's amazing. So let's not have a car crash to change someone's life here. Just call. You save yourself a little bit of time to get that wake-up call from the universe. I mean, as so many people that I've looked at their books and said, gosh, I'm so glad you wrote this. You've helped so many people, even listeners that have called in to say, I've been through this experience and I want to share it. And they have helped so many people. So if that was actually put into a book form, it could help so many more people than just being a caller in a radio show. And speaking of radio, you are supporting public radio by calling and offering your pledge right now. Tom Bird has been so generous to offer these 50 spots to us as a public radio station to help us keep our lights on, our signals strong, and getting communication out to you, the listeners. So please call. Already 25 of these have gone. We're halfway there, and they're going to be done by the end of this hour. So please get on the phone right now. It's definitely an urgent situation because in about 20 minutes, all of these will go. And I want you to be able to jump in on this now and know that this is something that will support you and support public radio. 516-620-3602 is the phone number to call here. And it's Write a Bestseller in a Weekend. It's a 3-day virtual writing retreat. Now, don't think that you're going to get off scot-free by just taking this class in your computer. You are dedicated. Yeah, I know you laughed too. I heard Joyce tell us about this. You can't get up without getting some
serious stuff.
It is. It is. And you have accountability on the other end too, right?
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, I really, you know, what turns my heart over more than anything else at a retreat is when I have someone that showed up because their lover or husband or wife sent them to the retreat, and they didn't really want to go, but the husband or wife or lover saw something greater in that person than they saw in themselves.
Oh.
And that person that gave the gift of awakening to that author.
I love it.
What better day? But that ultimate gift for a lover, wife, or husband, girlfriend, whatever you've got, than this. I mean, I'm an old romantic, you know, and when I see somebody taking a risk to buy someone a gift because they see this potential in the one they love, and the person doesn't see it in themselves, and then it works out, God, what a great gift. Mm. You get a great gift. Give the gift of enlightenment, expression, and divinity to that loved one. What greater gift can you give when it comes to writing a book?
What also a great gift to give to a student, a teenager or student or someone who's in the middle of writing a thesis. This would be amazing for someone who's writing a thesis also.
Like Gina?
Yeah. I just looked at her when I said busted. Yes, my executive producer Gina is in the middle of writing her thesis. Now we've called her out.
You know, in my last retreat, we had 5 students from a local charter school.
Oh,
and
cool.
They were each 12 years old. They finished their books in a day and a half. I mean, can you imagine? They accomplished that at the age of 12.
Day and a half. She just said, I don't have time.
Fire. Give her time.
Gina, you know, that is a great example. Somebody who is writing a thesis who could really get through a lot of it and get the support that they need and get some motivation and work in a group environment. That is a really great idea. And also for the rest of you who do maybe have someone who you love who knows they need to write their story. What a beautiful gift for someone. If there is a student in your life, if there is your own personal story, your own personal experience that you'd like to get out there. Look, there's people on here that have been Amazon bestsellers, or there's ones that just wrote the book and put it on Amazon itself, you know, to a print on demand. There's so many different ways that you can do this, but it gets it out there. I mean, it could even be, you know, a cookbook, but you can write a children's book. You can write so many different things, but it's got to be done. You've got to actually do it. And it's so rewarding. It's so rewarding. And then you get to call yourself an author because you truly are. And you went through a process that has worked for over 90,000 people. So give us a call right now, 516-620-3602. Call and donate $250 to the station. This is a 3-day virtual writing retreat, August 24th through 26th, and it's a $600 value. And we have probably less than 20 left at this point. So these are flying off the shelves because people are understanding that this is going to help their lives so much. Got to get on it, though. You've got to call us in order for this to actually work in your life. And this is about supporting the station, but it's really about supporting you. So give us a call. Keep supporting public radio, but support your dream. And if this is something that was on your bucket list, scratch it off. Sign up for the weekend and learn the process that helps you to actually get your work out there, get your story out there. 516-620-3602 is the phone number to call. And now you help them. There's a process here that we talked about earlier with, there's like a 5-step process: healing and clearing, preparation, the writing, the revising, and the promotion. Can you talk about those a little bit, please?
Sure. We cover all the technical topics before the retreat. We cover revision after the person finishes their book at the retreat. And I think it's really important to realize that we're unlocking human beings that are calling themselves authors. We're unlocking them spiritually. And the 5-step process is designed to do just that, unlock them spiritually so they can release their books and release their true purposes. This is a step into Dharma. You know, karma is, we all know what karma is. Dharma is life purpose. The book is a bridge between karma and Dharma. And, you know, it's, I hate to put it this way, but it's true. This is also the cheapest form of psychotherapy going. You can go see a good psychotherapist for years and make great gains, but you can make the same gains in a weekend writing your book, because you're bringing the divine self into the presence of you to heal you, cleanse you, educate you, release you, and push you forward.
Yes. So this is something that people have experienced from the workshops, that they really have.
Everybody does. Everybody does. My big turn on at these retreats personally, Lisa, is to watch the transformation that happens on a personal level for everyone that attends the retreat. I don't want to say this is a given, but it is a given. I know they're going to finish their books. But it's what happens between the beginning of the book and the end of the book. That's what I like to see. Personal transformation aspects. They're standing straighter. They look 20 years younger. They look happy. Frowns are replaced by smiles. There's a twinkle in their eyes. Twinkle in their eyes, like you'd see in a child's eye on Christmas morning, because they've rediscovered the biggest gift that someone could give them, which is themselves. That's what happens at a retreat.
Oh, nice, nice.
The book is a byproduct of the transition. And everyone at one time or another cries at the retreat.
Aww.
I cry with them all. I cry the whole retreat. I'm holding hands, I'm hugging people, kicking the ass at the same time. I do whatever I need to do. But it's not tears of agony. It's not tears of frustration. It's tears of forgiveness, tears of healing, tears of awakening, tears of recognition. Like, they're seeing a part of themselves that they knew was there, but they forgot what it looked like till it appears as a book. Then they can see it right there, right in front of them. On every page of the book, they can see their true selves. And they cry because of happiness. Because they found a part of themselves they lost decades before.
Can you imagine having that feeling at the end? I mean, just think about it. After, you know, if you sign up for this retreat, you will have your book completed. That's an amazing feeling to be done with this process and actually have something that you're proud of that came through you, that couldn't have happened any other way. And through this very guided program that has been going on for 30 years, you really have helped people. I mean, you've developed a structure that works, which is fantastic. And I did too. When I went through writing my book, it's, you know, there's a part of it you have to go through the pain of it. And I looked back and went, oh gosh, I really shouldn't have written that. But then I did. And the part that I thought I shouldn't have written was one of the ones that I heard the most about. So it was, you know, about a painful experience that I had in high school, and I didn't think anyone would care, and I thought that was so, you know, so stupid to write about. And of course, it's the one that has helped a lot of people. I've heard from a lot of people about that. So you take something that you want to erase in your mind and you put it on paper and it helps somebody, and then you realize, well, it makes a lot more sense as to why you've gone through it. So
you release it for good too.
Yeah. You kind of do.
You release it for good.
Right's the wrong.
For good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, out of all the students that have attended my retreat, I've learned the most. My authors have taught me well. They've taught me exactly what they needed, what I had inside me by asking the right question at the right time. So a shout goes out to my students, my authors, because they've taught me to teach them what they need to know.
Oh, it's nice. You listen. You're a big part of it.
That's... I have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
I have no choice.
You're
but
with us.
Kicked in the ass. I prefer listening to getting kicked in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
But they've taught me well. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had 90,000 professors, each one who was passionate about delivering the message to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped awaken in me an understanding of my true self and what I was meant to do by helping them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all teachers, we're all students at the same time.
That's a good point.
But I know the path. I know the path of the book.
Because you've done it. Yeah, because you've done it. All right, well, I want to give a shout out. We've got 15 minutes left, so you have to call in order to be a part of this program. The phone number here is 516-620-3602. There is a volunteer sitting in the phone room right now, and we'll take your phone call. And it's a $250 pledge to the station. It is a 3-day virtual writing retreat, August 24th through 26th. And it is only specifically for those who have this idea that they've had a book stuck inside of them. Or if you know someone who has a book stuck inside of them and you really want to help them, Tom Bird is known as the Book Whisperer. He has taught people through his surefire way to get your book written. He has a 97% success rate. So if you're getting this for someone else, his message and his program has helped over 90,000 people with a 97% success rate write a book in a weekend. And so I was always wondering, how does this work? And Joyce Walker, our producer for The Aware Show, took Tom Bird's Write a Bestseller in a Weekend program. And how was it?
In a word, amazing.
How does it work?
Here's the most interesting thing that came out of it for me. It is a major trust experiment. A major trust experiment. I guess that's the best way to put it.
In what way?
Because when I sat down, each time I sat down to write a writing assignment, I sat down with no idea. I mean, zero idea of what I was going to say or write. And you just trust. You trust that when you put your pen down on the piece of paper or your hands on the keyboard, that the words are going to come. And Tom's environment nurtures that ability in such a way that it is effortless. I know that sounds crazy, but there's a piece of music that plays the entire weekend, and I don't know what's in that piece of music. There must be some awesome words in there because I have to just say that I had no idea what I was going to write. I didn't have an agenda. I didn't have an idea. I just trusted the process.
And did it get done? Did you write?
Yeah, I did write. I wrote, I actually wrote 3 different things. Now, I didn't write full books, so don't assume that I got 3 bestsellers written in a weekend. But I got a full story written first, and it was something so out of my realm, like it just literally came through me.
Wonderful.
That's the only way I can say it.
Wow.
So if anyone is out there who is thinking about doing this and thinking, oh, I don't have anything in me, I don't have a story in me, I couldn't do this, I'm here to tell you that you can.
Good to know. Thank you, Joyce.
Absolutely.
The only way that you're going to get to do this 3-day virtual retreat, though, is by giving us a call. Now, your phone call supports public radio. Tom Bird has been generous enough to give us 50 of these wonderful spots in his retreat for supporting public radio. So I know he's a huge support of the station. But now it's up to you. Tom has done an amazing job of donating his space, and we've got our volunteers in the phone room donating their time. Now we're asking you to close the loop here for us and give us a call. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And this is a $250 pledge to the station. Our friend Alan did it too. He loved it. We've known a lot of people that have gone through this workshop, and it's phenomenal. Now, in the experience here for these 3 days, you are committed. You have to take time on your calendar and block off the time in your calendar and have a quiet spot and really give to yourself. Don't create, you know, rushing in and out of being interrupted and all that. You really need to give yourself this time. But that's what you would do if you were to go away. Well, you save the expenses of going away, and you actually get to do this in the comfort of your own home. So the phone number again, 516-620-3602. You want to get it for a loved one, get it for them. If there's a student in your life that you want to help, get it for your student. If there's a children's book, a memoir, a novel, a cookbook, anything that you feel that you want to write, your story, this is your chance to get it done. And we're beyond the New Year's resolution window here. If you've dropped all those, here's time to start another one. All right, so keep the phone lines ringing. We are almost done and almost out of them. So here's the number to call, 516-620-3602. Keep the phone lines ringing. You can tell this has been a great process for many, many people who've gone through the program. I didn't even know that Lauren Beld, she had written the book, Near Death in the ICU, great book. Many other people here that I'm looking at your website have created bestsellers. Amazing. Amazon bestsellers. From that, I mean, what is it, your success rate? You said, oh, you 100 bestsellers over the weekend in the past 3 years, right?
Past 4 years, yes.
Past 4 years. And you show them how to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We take them down that road and get them there.
Through all the promotion?
Yes. You do that. And, you know, I feel called to share something else. I think there's a few people out there asking, how do I know if I have a book inside me? Well, pretty simple. If you've been told that you should write a book, you've got a book inside you. If you've ever touched anybody with something you've written, whether it be a Christmas card, a blog, a note, you've got a book inside you. If you're constantly drawn to bookstores, whether it be online or brick-and-mortar bookstores, you've got a book inside you.
Hmm.
If you've ever been in the state that I refer to as the divine author within Connecticut State, where writing just pours out of you and you lose track of time, you've got a book inside you. You're being led to take the step. Take the step now.
Hmm.
Life gets a lot more difficult if you miss the window.
Yes.
The door's open. The door's open more than a crack for you. Step through it.
And everyone has a story. I mean, everyone has a story.
Everyone has one.
People all the time, yeah. And your story can help other people, too. It's not just lost on you. Yeah. Yeah. And people who have written books have been all over different types of talk shows and so forth. And it's just think of all the people, things that maybe you've done something that you learned how to do, or you found, you know, maybe you've gone through a tough process and you want to write the story so other people don't have to go through that process with you. Maybe you've figured out a way to, you know, solve the problem or a health challenge or immigration challenge or something. Maybe you've figured out a way to, you know, to survive in an environment that is really difficult to survive in. There's so many different things. So here's the phone number to call, 516-620-3602. There are a couple questions here. One caller is asking, what if you have to miss an hour or two in something that you've got going on that specific weekend? Are there makeup hours or materials?
That's fine. They can make up the hours after the session's done that day.
Okay. Okay.
And you know the retreat, Lisa, is really about twice as long as it needs to be. The average author finishes his or her book in 13 hours, so about a day and a half time. So I've included enough hours to begin revision as part of the process, but actually I could make this a day and a half to 2 day retreat be just as successful with the writing of books.
Because of the healing and the clearing?
Yeah, everything.
Once you do that part, then the rest of it's easy, right?
Then you get in that zone state, girl. And the book carries you. Then you transfer from the driver's seat to the passenger seat, and you're enjoying the ride.
Wow. You're no longer in control. It just kind of comes through you. That's the right space to be in. That's what...
Yeah, and you're enjoying it, you know? It takes the control freak out of the process.
Wonderful. So again, this is August 24th through 26th. It is a virtual retreat. So you do this from the convenience of your home. It is about how many hours a day is this process?
8 hours a day.
Okay. Okay. And there's breaks, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Lots of breaks in there where people get a chance to, you know, get up and walk around and lots of writing intensities and then a break, as far as I remember. Is that right?
Yeah, so but truth of the matter is, once they get into the book, they don't even like to break.
Nice.
Because they're just into it. They're just into the process, and they're into this deep soul state, and it's a place that they remember from sometime in the past that they love being in. They forgot how to get into. So we break frequently, we have lunch and things like that, interactions, free-flowing. But what they really like doing after they get beyond that two-hour barrier is they like just writing. They're just totally into it, just totally into the experience.
Is it from 9 to 5? Is that the 8-hour window?
It's from 8 to 6 with breaks in between there.
Oh, okay. So it's 8 hours of writing. That's great.
Yes.
Wow, fantastic. That is great. So you really do need to commit yourself to the program. If you have to go to somewhere to do it, just do it. Make yourself, shut your door, lock your door, have the kids go somewhere for the weekend. Do whatever you need to do to make this experience happen for you. I wound up having to do that when I was writing my book. It was summer, and my daughter was out of school, and I found myself running out all over the place. I finally had to have somebody come and just take for 3 days and drive and so forth so that I could shut the door and get this done because I wanted to. And the process I went through also when I wrote something, I went back and read it and then wrote it again and then read it and then wrote it again. How do you get over that process there? Because I think I overwrote things a lot.
You go real deep, real fast. And that's the beauty of the group. The group is like a weight that takes you deeper and deeper and deeper than you can go yourself. So what you went down to like an elevator ride to finish your book. You went one level, next level. We go right to the bottom of the elevator ride right from the beginning because of the way the group gives us greater depth, greater passion, greater connectivity. So we don't need to go in stages. We just go there.
Oh, see? I could
the
have done.
The group is what does that for us.
Could have done that so much faster. That's great. Well, this will be my second
job. Good job. Good job nonetheless.
Well,
the way the group is essential.
As I said, it was challenging, though. It was really challenging. So this, I have a deep appreciation for something like this because I know that it takes a long time to write a book. And I was blessed enough for Reed Tracy at Hay House to say, write your book, Lisa. It'll change your life. That's the way Reed speaks. And I love him. And he was right. He was absolutely right. And my book, Becoming Aware, has changed so many people's lives. And I am so grateful that Reed inspired me to do that. So here I am paying it forward and asking you, write a book. Write your book, whatever it takes for you to get into this weekend. Call us right now. 516-620-3602. It is the Write a Bestseller in a Weekend 3-day virtual writing retreat with Tom Bird. It's August 24th through 26th, and it's a virtual retreat only, so you've got to have a computer to do this. It's taught in this very professional online web conference format, and it's been done so many times before that they've really perfected this process. Attendees write and complete their books. 95% of the people that get involved in the program write and complete their books by the end of the 3 days, which is so interesting because it used to be a 4-day program and the success rate stayed the same in the 3-day program because it really only takes a day or about 13 hours, Tom says, to complete what you do because of the depth that you go right away. When you get into the healing and the clearing, through the healing and the clearing part, you go right into the writing, which is beautiful. We are done. I didn't even look at the time, so keep the phone lines ringing. Thank you, Tom, so much for your donation to the station.
Thank you, Lisa.
Appreciate you.
Take care.
All right, you too, and thank you to all our wonderful listeners. Keep the phone lines ringing. I'm Lisa Garr, and as always, I invite you to stay aware.
Ladies and gentlemen, May 11th, 2018 will mark the 37th anniversary of Bob Marley's death. Join the award-winning Midnight Gravers on Friday, May 11th from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. for our marathon special, Bob Marley, Soul Rebel, as we pay tribute to Bob Marley and his legacy. You don't want to miss this one. So, mark it on your calendar, tune in, and show your support. That's Friday, May 11th from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. for our marathon special, Bob Marley, Soul Rebel, only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Miss it and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Hi, this is Jesse Eisenberg. You're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, and on the web at WBAI.org.
To you.
Thank you for thinking of me.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
Let's say thank you to all you people out there.
I want to thank each and every one of you for coming by.
And while he's thanking those folks, let me take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners and support staff, our contributors, our interns, the volunteers, producers, and the entire crew that works countless hours to bring WBAI into your lives.
Your personal data? Let me ask the question differently. Do you know who is using your personal data? Today is May 9th, 2018. It's a beautiful day in New York today, and the weather has been perfect. Welcome to the Personal Computer Show. This is the original personal computer radio show of all things computing. I'm Hank Key, and my colleague is Joe King. Podcasts of the program is available on wbai.org/archive, also available on prn.fm and on our website pcradioshow.org. We are on WBAI-FM 99.5 on the radio in New York and prn.fm on the internet each Wednesday with essentially the same program, except when WBAI is in a membership drive, the programs are, well, a little different. If you haven't heard, on April the 5th, WBAI reached a settlement with Empire State Realty Trust over the $1,820,000 unpaid rent that Pacifica was ordered to pay last October. Under the terms of the settlement, Pacifica states that it will be relieved of the judgment, additional rent, and penalties. As part of the deal, Pacifica will be freed from the final 2 years of its lease at the Empire State Building and be able to move WBAI to a new facility at 4 Times Square. WBAI has held a construction permit to operate at 4 Times Square with a 10,000-watt transmitter in which it will give it nearly identical coverage to what it has from the Empire State Building. 4 Times Square was formerly known as the Condé Nast Building. We were literally on the brink of going out of business. But this is only a transitional reprieve, as the payment to the Empire State Realty Trust was enabled by a loan which needs to be repaid in 3 years. Until we move the signal transmission to 4 Times Square, which will reduce transmission expense, we still have a shortfall of operating funds. As many of the listeners are aware, we seem to be in constant fundraising mode. We are fundraising to continue the present operation. The clock has been reset, but we are still in a financial hole. We are vitally in need of listener support. We are vitally in need of your support. The Personal Computer Show has been operating with a handicap. We don't have telephone lines for listener calls, as this was a most popular segment of the broadcast, as we answer or try to answer your computer questions. Couple that with a shift to a later hour. Many listeners now just download the program instead of listening to the live broadcast. We are asking you to be generous with what you can donate. We've been on the air 35 years, and Joe King and I thank you for your continued support. We feel that we have been a part of your computing experience. We have been offering information that is not readily available on mainstream media. We receive no financial compensation of any kind. In fact, the operating cost for the program support, such as the website, is a personal expense. We call the news objectively, and there are no advertisers we are beholden to. Unlike Facebook, you are the customer and not the product. We are in need of your financial support, and here's how you can donate. We are in the WBAI Spring Membership Drive. The membership drive is scheduled for the month of May. We have been broadcasting each week All Things Computing. For the past 35 years, we have been reporting and evaluating computer products and services, of which many of the important news items related to computer technology is under the radar, and it is not covered by the mainstream media. The mainstream media coverage of technology is superficial and normally confined to value of tech companies. We look beyond the hype, and since we do not have advertisers, we have and will continue to be unrestrained from commenting objectively. We are not adverse from giving the Bronx Chair if that's what it deserves. The premium we offer is the Personal Computer Show. There are different ways to support WBAI. You can show your appreciation for your favorite show by becoming a sponsor, by making a one-time donation in the name of your favorite WBAI show. Of course, we ask you to support the show, The Personal Computer Show. The number to call is 516-620-3602. That's an awkward number to remember, so I'll just repeat it again. 516-620-3602. We hope to continue to be on WBAI with your support. And with enough support, we don't end up being preempted every other week or subject to last-minute preemptions. Facebook Clear History Privacy Option. Facebook plans to offer members a tool that to prevent tracking of users' online activity outside the network. The Clear History feature will allow users to see which websites and applications send Facebook information when they use them. It will allow the users to delete the data and prevent Facebook from collecting and storing it in the future. Although that information would not be associated with the user's account, it still would be used in anonymized form to provide website operators and app developers with analytic information about Facebook users. Facebook spokesman said it would take a few months to build the Clear History option. They'll work with privacy advocates, academics, policymakers, regulators to get the input to their business approach, including how they plan to remove identifying information and the rare case when they need the information for security purposes. While Clear History is a step towards securing more privacy for Facebook members, it remains to be seen how significant it will be. I see it more as a public relations ploy than addressing the real problem. Facebook has lost some of its shine. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been taking so much heat lately that he needed to do something as opposed to just saying something. This clear history option feature puts the burden of privacy on individuals who are already overwhelmed with the number of features available on Facebook. It gives sites like Facebook an easy excuse for saying that they are doing something about privacy, but the likely scenario is that few people will know about this feature and actually use it in practice. This clear history is a privacy placebo because they make some people feel better about privacy when in practice it often does very little about actually doing anything in improving privacy. However, this does not address privacy concerns that people have about other aspects of their Facebook use, such as their interactions with the platform and other users on Facebook itself. I have a suggestion as how they can quickly implement this clear history option. Do not collect tracking of user online activity outside the network. However, Facebook feels that the collection of data is vital to their business model as their subscriber base is the product, then simply build a clear history option to be global in which the subscriber can simply say yes or no to all sites. Do you know who has your personal data? Let me ask the question differently. Do you know who is using your personal data? The number to call is 516-620-3602. That's an awkward number to remember, so I'll just repeat it again. 516-620-3602. It's been reported that thousands of mobile apps for children might be violating their privacy. An international group of seven researchers analyzed 5,855 apps for children and found that 57% of them may be violating the U.S. Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, otherwise known as COPPA, C-O-P-P-A. The researchers found that 28% of these apps access confidential data protected by Android's permission, and that 73% of the apps, that's right, 73% of the apps, transmitted confidential data over the Internet. That's with the kids playing with the games. Among the apps analyzed, 4.8% represented clear violation when the app shared location or contact information without consent. 40% shared personal information without applying reasonable security measures. 18% shared persistent identifiers and with services or business partners for prohibited purposes. For example, ad targeting. And 39% do not seem to take sufficient measures to protect the privacy of children. Now, that's all the statistics about how children are not being protected in terms of their personal privacy. And at present, there's no one enforcing the law. No one seems to care. To date, regulatory attempts seem to have little effect in curbing these practices. There are still countless examples of games and apps for children who use third-party services that collect tracking data without parental consent. For example, Google's Designated for Family, that's called DFF, program requires developers of children's apps to comply with COPPA, but as the results have shown, there appears to not be any application of the law since it is not enforced. In addition to this, the analysis performed on the apps certified as safe by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission shows that it did not yield better results. Most were violating COPPA despite certification being given to them. The results of these studies aggravated the burning concern about the lack of transparency of the companies to which everyday adults and minors, parents and children trust highly sensitive information. We should, as parents or grandparents, be more concerned with what the kids are using on their cell phone as well as on the computer. A BAI buddy is someone who signs up to make a recurring monthly donation to WBAI using either a credit or a debit card. It's safe, secure, simple, automatic, And it means a great deal to keeping our unique and high-quality programming on the air. Once you've joined, you will receive a WBAI buddy card and WBAI tote bag. The card allows you to participate in the many member benefits, including discounts offered by our BAI buddy partners. Your subscription will continue until you cancel it. Don't worry about updating an expired card. Our system will automatically do this. You can call 516-620-3602 and tell them you want to become a BAI buddy, and we'll be glad to help you get set up. We thank you for your support to keep us on the air.